All right, guys, welcome to the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. I am Trevor.
And I am Juliana.
And we're here today to talk about providing jobs as an entrepreneur.
And outsourcing your business.
So we are just beginning to film and record this podcast, and I'm really excited about the future of it. We have been location-independent entrepreneurs for more than 5 years now. So it's been an amazing journey, and in that journey, we've done a lot of work to build our business, but we've also gotten a lot of help from outsourced virtual assistants.
Yes. So recently of this month, beginning of October, it is now the 21st, we have hired a company by the name of Conversational, and we'll provide the details for them in the show notes. And so what this company does is they take on your phone calls from customers, and they provide you with a new phone number that you can either have forwarded from your current number, or you can just take on the number they give you. And what they do is just basic customer service. They answer phones, they take orders, they can answer questions about your shipping information, they can answer questions about your returns. They can answer questions about pricing. If you need something that is more technical, they're not going to be able to do that. They can only answer general questions. They're not going to go into very deep specifics and learn your product like you learn your product. So what they do is if someone has a technical question, they will send you a message and have it forwarded to you so that later you can follow up with them and provide a more detailed description of what your customer is looking for to answer questions. And they have come in handy immensely to us. Currently, we are living in Chiang Mai, Thailand, and our customers live in the United States. So while it's the middle of the night here, our customers are just starting their day. So it really helps to have, you know, a person to just answer the phones, take the calls, forward the messages to us so that later at night, before we go to bed, we can follow up with the customers. It has been really, really helpful to us. And just taking like a little bit off of our plate so that we don't have to answer phones in the middle of the night while we're trying to sleep. Well, sleep as much as we can, because we end up staying up in the middle of the night anyways. Recently just working and sleeping in late because in the morning and during the day we don't have phone calls anymore like we used to.
Well, so that's also because we get customer orders late at night our time too.
Yes.
If we get a lead from our website, then we definitely want to call them and hopefully get that sale right away. And it works. I always ask Julie to call because they'd rather talk to a woman. Okay, first of all, and most of our target market is older guys, and she does a great job and pretty much closes every sale that she tries to do. So,
thanks.
So she's killing it. And but being in Thailand is kind of cool because our work day doesn't start till, you know, 9 o'clock at night, maybe later, like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, because you think, on the West Coast of the United States, it's 14 hours behind us, right? So if it's 11 o'clock, it's about 9 a.m. So we sometimes work at 2-3 o'clock, we're calling people and closing sales that are upwards of $1,000-$3,000 sometimes. So
exactly. Just last night, I called a customer who wanted to order from another company. And he liked our story that we had on our website. So he decided to call us and then, you know, waited for me like a whole day for me to follow up with him, which was pretty amazing. And he ordered. And I spent probably 30 minutes on the phone with him, just talking with him after he had ordered, giving him customer service, you know, satisfaction, and just, you know, making that personal connection. Because the reason why you want to get a phone service and not just, you know, outsource or not just use email to talk with your customers is that because some customers like that personal interaction with a company. They want to know that you're real. They want to know that you're, you know, not going to just like take their money and run, which, you know, most people are credit cards protect you from people from that, but they just want that personal connection. They want to know that if something were to happen in the order, like there was shipping damage or, you know, they need parts, that you'll answer the phone and that you'll follow up with them. So they want to know that from the get-go. And having a customer service agent answer the phone and, you know, provide that comfort is something that is invaluable to your business and is going to help your business grow. And it's going to take it off your plate so that you can get down to doing the real part of business, which is growing your business.
Yeah. And a lot of the times I find that people just want to see that they can call a phone number too. So what we did was we put the phone number at the top of our website, we put it at the bottom, and we put it on every single product page on our website. And on Shopify, they make it really easy to do that. So all you have to do is go into the theme settings and to the actual coding templates. And it's right there in the theme customizations, or you can do it in the coding template. But either way, you can have it added to every single page. You don't have to add it to one page at a time. So that's really easy to do. And I highly suggest that any e-commerce business that's serious about growing will add a phone number to every single page. In the beginning, you might not have the budget to afford a phone answering service like Conversational, even though Conversational starts pretty low, and they have a 30-day free trial.
So it's $129 a month.
Okay, so the starter package is $129 a month. So when you're first starting out, that seems like a lot, right? Because you don't have any income coming in. But once you start making a few hundred bucks a month and get to that $1,000 level of profit, we highly suggest making that decision, because as an entrepreneur, your day could change, and you know, moment by moment, you could be going out to do something and you can get a customer call while you're busy. You could be out at the grocery store, you could be having a meeting with somebody, or you might just be somewhere like a library where you can't talk. So many different reasons why you can't answer phone calls sometimes. And it's really important that you have someone answering those phone calls. So if someone's there at least to answer and to be professional and to provide them some sort of basic guidance, and then if they have more technical questions, that they would refer them back to the business owner and have the business owner call them back. That's all you need to get started. That's what Conversational does. And like Julie was saying, for us here in Thailand, it's so perfect because we're out here in the middle of the night doing calls. But while we're sleeping back home, it's probably, you know, 2 p.m. till like 7 p.m. So for all the evening stuff, we're dead asleep. So Conversational is there to take those phone calls in the evening. And oftentimes when we wake up 10 or 11 o'clock, we'll have the emails in our inbox for like 3 or 4, maybe 5 different people to call back because they want to order, they have more questions, that kind of thing. So we don't call them back at night usually. Sometimes we do if it's like for an order, for sure the guy wants to order or whatever, but we usually call them back that evening when it's daytime again. So, and then, you know, follow up that way. But
right. Yeah. And I'd like to follow up with you, what you said on the part, like if you're out and about, like working online as a digital nomad, you are doing that because of the fact that you don't want to work a 9-to-5 and you don't want to be tied to a certain location, you know, or office for any length of period. You want to be able to wake up when you want to wake up. You want to be able to take a break when you want to take a break, go out to dinner, go out to lunch, you know, go take a walk on the beach, go take a walk in the forest, or go ride your bike, or go on vacation whenever you want to do that. And Conversational provides you that freedom to go out and do what you want to do when you want to do it. And having the phone number, like you said, on the website provides that extra level of trust. So even though, you know, you could be out kite surfing, you know, on a Tuesday at 2 o'clock, you know, your customer's time, you still have somebody to answer the phone. And then later when you're not kite surfing anymore, you can go in and check your email and follow up with the customer. And the customer, if he really wants to order from you and he really likes, you know, your company and your values that you put up on your, you know, that you put up on your website because that's who you are, they're going to wait for you. They'll wait a day for you to follow up with them. And I can say that that is true because that's what happens with our customers. A lot of our customers are older, and they want that level of trust, and they're waiting. They're willing to wait a day for you to follow up with them.
Yep. So that's awesome, guys. I definitely suggest you check it out and go to our show notes. It'll be ecommerceparadise.com/outsourcing, and in there you can find a link to Conversational. and you can get started with your 30-day free trial. So the next thing we want to talk about that we've been outsourcing and providing jobs for people for is live chat. Live chat support is very important for e-commerce, and it's such a great way to help your customers to just get basic answers to stuff. You know, a lot of the times people are looking at a product, they really want to buy it, but there's one question they have about shipping, or there's a question they have about delivery or assembly or warranty or returns, or just this information is on your website, but they don't want to take the time to go and look it up. They would just rather ask somebody the question, and they don't want to call either. Maybe they're the type of person that likes to chat with somebody. So having live chat is great. However, you can't always be there to do the live chat support. And when you are, great, but when you're not, you know, live chat support's not happening. So if you're paying for live chats every month for a plugin like Lucky Orange or Tidio or Zopim, that's great. But if you don't have somebody manning the live chat, you might as well not even have it. So we are using an outsourced live chat support company called 123 Chat Agents. And so far, our experience has been outstanding with them. They do a great job of answering simple questions, which is exactly what they need. And they offer 24/7 live chat support. So if someone's up in the middle of the night and they have a question, great, they're there for them. So it's not, you know, it's not an hourly thing, and it really helps to increase our sales, increase our trust, and all that. So we've had a great thing with that. So thank you, Julie, for finding that.
Yeah. So how 123 Chat Agents, you know, we've only been with them now like about 21 days, but they've been working out. So in the beginning, I didn't really know how it worked. So I just kind of, you know, put it up on the website and just threw it up there. And so I went to go, you know, check, you know, to make sure that they, because I thought maybe they would, I didn't know how they worked. So I thought maybe they would go in and, you know, read our website and pull all our facts, or like, you know, maybe the person that was chatting with our customer would pull up our website and have the questions ready and answer them. But they don't do that. So what you have to do is, from my experience of when I went to go chat with them, I asked them a question. I said, hey, you know, this specific product, does it have X, Y, and Z, or is it, you know, easy to assemble or whatever? So they didn't answer the question, and I followed up with them and I said, hey, you know, what's going on? Like, you guys don't even respond when my customer's asking a question. And they said, well, you have to go in and you have to write in the certain response, canned responses that you want them to say. So common questions that customers ask are in our product pages, but you have to go into 123 Chat in a section where you tell the agents, you give them all the facts. You have to enter the facts into their website, and then they have them pulled up and ready. So now I get information from 123 Chat when a customer has sent in a request and maybe they didn't get the question answered. That they had, like, recently a customer asked a question and it wasn't in our fact page. I didn't even have it. So I provided it to them. And now when a customer asks that question, they'll have the answer. So most of the questions that you get on your website are going to be repeat questions over and over and over again. And if you give them to the chat agents, they'll be able to respond with the canned answers and get the questions answered.
It's great to know. Perfect. So you guys know that, and hopefully you have success with it quickly. So, okay, great. Well, live chat is a perfect thing to do. You should definitely get started with that. One, again, the name is 123chatagents.com. You can go to ecommerceparadise.com/outsourcing, and we'll have a link in the show notes. So that's just a couple places we're providing jobs as entrepreneurs. We provide jobs as entrepreneurs all over the place. And I'll go over a few more of those. So the first one I could think of is Fiverr. And Juliana, you were bringing this up earlier, but we buy stuff from Fiverr all the time. And it could be anything from like a logo to content to a voiceover, a about us video, keyword research. There's tons of different gigs on Fiverr. And, you know, most of them start at $5, which is one of my favorite things. And as an entrepreneur, we're scrappy, we're bootstrapping. We don't have a ton of money to just blow. We don't have huge ad spending budgets like the big corporations do. So we're looking for the best value, you know, for our buck, the best bang for our buck. So Fiverr's been really good for us, and I've had a lot of good work done. Our About Us video we have made would cost us $70, and the guy, I provided him a script, and he basically did a really good video, slideshow video overlay of that. So for $70, I have an About Us video for our e-commerce site that really helps build trust. And it's on our About page. So when people go there, they watch the video. And I think that's really helped our increase our conversion rates, because we've gotten feedback from customers that say that they like what we're doing. And they read our About Us page and they really liked us for that. So
yeah, that's cool. It was funny. Like, I was listening to the presidential debate and I thought of that, like, you know, being a business owner, they started talking about in the presidential debate that as a business owner, you create jobs. And I thought, oh yeah, duh, I'm totally creating jobs here. You know, some of them are outsourced to, you know, Fiverr or to Upwork or to, you know, Conversational or to, 123 Chat. And, you know, the guy who did our Fiverr gig for our About Us was in America. So you are providing jobs to people that are, even though we're not in America, we're still providing jobs to people that live in America. And, you know, there's other places in the world that we're providing jobs as well, you know, outsourcing to the Philippines. Mm-hmm. You know, even though it's not our own country that we're supporting for that specific job, it's still a person in the world. And to know that you are able to help somebody provide for their family and their children, it's a really good feeling.
Isn't it? Oh yeah. I mean, it's crazy because our VA, who's located in the Philippines, and he's near, what is it? One of the
he's
cities.
He's in the northern part.
No, he's in the southern. He's in a smaller town. So the cost of living for him is much less than it would be even like in a place like, especially in Los Angeles, but any Midwest town. It's even less than that. So we only have to pay him about $3 an hour. He happily accepts it. And that with that, he can feed his whole family. He does other things as well. And he's also an entrepreneur. He does YouTube videos, like slideshow product review videos and stuff like that to make money on the side. But we give him a lot of work. And I'm always focused on having like a new job for him. Because for me, I'm like Henry Ford. I know what needs to happen. But I'm not the type of person that wants to go out and like do everything myself. I know that I can hire different people that are specialists in those fields and then have them go and do the work, and it's going to be way better. Like, I didn't make us our About video. I hired somebody to do that. I don't write a lot of the content. I hire writers to write the content. So it's not just the fact that it either would get better, but more the fact that it would actually get done in the first place. And that's why we do this. And our VA has been so helpful, and I provide him work all the time. We used to pay him hourly, and we found that, you know, he's a very hard worker, but the hourly rate was fairly high for the amount of work we were getting done. And I just felt like after a while that it would be better for both of us, because he's kind of an entrepreneur too, to pay him on an incentive basis. So now we pay him on an incentive basis. That means like for how much work he does. So if we give him a job to post products to our eBay account, for instance, I'll pay him like 20 cents per product. You know, for him, the work doesn't take that long. He's got a good internet connection and he can get like 300 products listed, you know, and that's around $50 or something like that. So, you know, he feels accomplished. I feel great because I probably saved some money as opposed to hiring someone per hour to do that. And I can take the same idea and duplicate it in different jobs as well. Like if we have him post Pinterest pictures, you know, I'll pay him maybe 5 cents per picture because that's a really easy thing. You just share it. And then Instagram and Facebook and all these different platforms, you know, I always give him these jobs. And so, you know, he's got a good way to support himself. I'm paying him usually around $50 a week or more.
Yeah. And you're doing something that is doing two things. You're taking that work that we're taking that work off of us that is very, you know, mundane to business. That's the in the business work. And then you're doing something else. You're hiring somebody as a business owner. You know what you're not good at. You know, we could sit there and learn, you know, everything about every little tiny, like minute thing about the business, but it would take us years and years and years to perfect it. But if we find a professional that knows what they're doing, that has already had that years of training and knows what they're doing, that's going to save us so much time and effort from, you know, years of, you know, basically just kind of like trying to figure that out when we could actually be growing our business and like you said, working as like a Henry Ford, because you see the vision and you find those people to do the work so that you can keep growing. Continue to grow your business.
So I'll provide some links to the Fiverr gigs that I like to use on Fiverr. There's a few of them that I use over and over again because they're really good, and they haven't changed since I started using them. So I'll give you guys some links to that in the show notes, so check that out. Another place I like to go to get work done is Upwork, and I don't go there very often, but when I do, it's for like a special project. I don't pay people hourly on Upwork like I used to because it tends to waste a lot of money. In fact, back in May or June, we were trying to start up a website in the home niche, like the home goods niche, right?
Right.
And you guys might not realize this, but suppliers of home goods usually have thousands of products in their catalogs. So it's not like listing like 50 products to your website, right? It's listing thousands and
10,000.
We didn't know. Yeah,
tens
exactly.
Of thousands.
Right. So we didn't know how to list all this stuff. I'm not good at bulk importing. And we felt like we should because we couldn't get a clear like bestsellers list. And going to websites like Wayfair and HomeClick, you can kind of get an idea of what's best selling, but you can't really.
And you can ask your, you know, your vendors and say, hey, you know, what's your bestsellers online? But you don't know, like, you don't know how much that person who's getting those orders is paying for ads, and they have, you know, a lot more money than you do, like Wayfair and Walmart and Target. Those companies, a lot of the home goods niches are run by these big, big corporations. So in the home goods niche, there's like 50 different, you know, competitors.
So the Upwork is great because you can find people that are willing to work on a project basis, right? But the problem is you don't want to pay somebody for a project on an hourly basis. Because what can happen to you is what happened to us, where we hire somebody to bulk import thousands of products,
right,
and it takes them hours and hours and hours to figure it out. And you end up paying for their time to figure it out, right? You're not paying their time to do the import. They're not already super experts about it. You're paying for their training, which is super unnecessary when it comes to outsourcing. You should never do that, right? The only time you should ever pay for training is for yourself. So find a specialist, pay them on a per project basis. Usually if you're going to bulk import a few hundred products, it's going to cost you, I would say, like $20 to $30. You can get a gig on Fiverr that they'll import 50 Shopify products for $5, and those are simple. And then it goes up from there, $15, $35, that kind of thing. But for thousands of products, yeah, it might cost you a couple hundred. But for us, we paid $400 for 150 products or something like that, like 400 products.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. So it was a big mistake, but that's okay because we learned from our mistake, right? We don't do that anymore. So go to Upwork to find writers. You can go to Upwork to find a lot of stuff, but do it on a project basis. Start low and work somewhere in the middle. You ought to barter them down. Buying work and projects is the same thing as buying anything else in the real world, right? You can barter people down. If they want to charge you $50 for a project, right? You can start at 20. And then they'll say, okay, 45, and you'll say, okay, maybe 30. And then they'll say 40, and you'll say 35, and you'll meet in the middle. It's usually how things go, right? So go back and forth with people. Don't be afraid to barter people down. Upwork is a great source for stuff, but you have to be willing to negotiate. So what's another way that we are providing jobs out there for people that you could think of?
Well, we're providing jobs for ourselves.
There you go. That's great.
I'm trying to think. I mean,
no,
the online stuff.
We should talk about that.
Yeah.
Because that's the most important job we're providing, right? I mean, without mm-hmm. our job, there is no job for anybody else.
It's true.
Yeah. No, I'm 100% with you on that.
Well, we also buy things.
That's where you start.
Yeah.
So think about that. When you are selling a product online, right? Someone is going to buy that product, whether it's from you or for somebody else. If they buy that product from a big company,
that's true.
That big company has lots of options what to do with that, depending on who the company is and who the person that owns it, right? They have a lot more overhead, right? They're providing jobs too, but you're not getting that sale. Now, if you as the self-employed entrepreneur like us, we get that sale, we make that $100. What do we do with that $100? Well,
we spend it.
Yeah, but that's the thing, is like spending money is a general idea, right? So who are you giving this money to, and what is it in exchange for, right?
You're giving money to businesses who are providing either services or goods, and they can provide jobs because you're your...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, totally. But what I'm trying to get at is like these specific businesses. Like, who are these people and what did they do? And what are their lives like? If you look at the economy as a whole, it's easy just to say you're buying stuff from businesses. But when you look at each individual entrepreneur, like the person at the fruit stand down the street, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
They charged 150 baht for 6-8 bags of fruit or whatever it was, right? That was money that we made a while back, right? That was in our bank account that we withdrew from an ATM machine that charged us $6, 200 baht. We paid the ATM machine and bank that money. They take that money and do something with it. We have our cash, right? We go out and spend it at restaurants. We spend it at the fruit stand and stuff like that. What do they do with that money? They take it and they spend it on their lives, right? So money goes around in circles.
Yeah,
and
it's a cash. There's a currency flow.
If you just have a job, right, you're pretty much getting paid from your employer, which gets paid from their customers, and that profit goes to paying you part of it, right? And the rest of it goes to that company. But if you're a self-employed entrepreneur, you're getting money directly from the products and services you sell. So you're cutting out the employer. Your customers are your employer now, right? So every little piece of profit, you get to decide what to do with that. And if you want to grow your business, you have to be smart about it, right? You can't spend too much of it upfront on stuff. You got to be frugal when you spend money on food, and you got to be frugal when you go out and stuff like that, right? Unless you have like a good day or something, then go celebrate.
Well, that's another, brings up a good point as to why we moved to Thailand.
Yeah. Let me finish my point really quick. So the idea is if you want to stay, if you want to keep growing as a business, you have to reinvest your funds into your business and provide jobs in a smart way for people to get them to help you build your business consistently, right? And then, yes, like you just said, move somewhere cheaper. If you live in LA or New York or whatever, most of your money is just going to go to living expenses. You know, if you look at your bills, what are they? Like rent,
food and rent, and everything else.
Internet costs like $100 sometimes, $50.
Mm-hmm.
Going out, like you go out in LA for a meal for Thai food, how much does that cost?
$25 to $30.
Sometimes
for two
$40, right?
Yeah.
Depending on what you get.
If you get appetizers.
And we always get appetizers and the drink or whatever, right? And it's $50 after tip.
Yeah.
Here it's like $6 for the meal and, you know, you tip a little bit, you know? So it sometimes comes out to like 11 or 12 for two people.
Yeah.
So $6 a person for a good meal. And you're talking appetizers.
Yeah.
You're talking an entree. You're talking drinks and desserts sometimes.
Yeah. I think the most we spent was probably $18. And that was at Taste from Heaven here in Chiang Mai.
Yeah. So Thailand is not like Los Angeles, right? Everybody in LA mostly speaks English. Everything is well infrastructured. The internet is very reliable at Starbucks and super fast everywhere you go. Things are different out here, right? It's a little bit more of like it's not a third world country, but it's like a second world country out here. The infrastructure is still building up. They have a lot of good things, but things are cheap because of that. Right? If you go to Google and type in cost of living Thailand, the first link that comes up, click that link, that organic link, and go into it and look at Chiang Mai versus Los Angeles. It'll say it's literally a quarter of what it costs to live in LA. And LA is cheaper than New York. So think about New York. It's probably, you know, 1/5 or 1/6 of what it costs to live in New York. You can make the same $2,000 or $3,000 a month, right? Barely get by in LA. And then out here, you're putting a couple $1,000s away in savings every month.
Yes.
Money that you can use to reinvest in your company and grow like crazy and travel too, if you want
That's true. Yeah. When you're in LA, you're not able to, we weren't able to invest that much back in our company because we had this bottom line of every single month, we have $3,000, $5,000 of expenses of living in LA and your credit card starts to rack up and you get really close and you're like, okay, well, you know, maybe we shouldn't hire this, you know, company to outsource because we're just barely getting by. So being in a country where it is cheap to eat, cheap to live, cheap transportation, cheap, you know, clothing, it allows you to be more, we're still frugal. We're still frugal people, and I think that's a really important part of life is to always constantly, you know, be, you know, you don't want to be in a mindset of, you know, the negative or, you know, we don't have enough, but you still, you know, we have a positive outlook on life, but having that awareness and not just, you know, going and, you know, buying the most expensive thing we find or
I think one good example is what you
going
eat.
And buying, like, you know, Yeezys or, you know, all the Pradas, and now that we have so much money.
We'll talk about what we eat for a second, because it makes a big difference on how much we spend, right?
It's true.
Your health and diet makes a huge difference.
Yes.
Okay, the first big difference is we don't smoke cigarettes. If you guys smoke cigarettes, you realize that every pack costs between $5 to $10, and you could smoke upwards of a pack a day if you're heavily addicted to cigarettes. And that can cost you a lot of money. The other thing it costs you is your health. And you can get sick really easily because you're smoking cigarettes.
And then that will deteriorate your business.
So think about that. And if you want to save money and live frugally and you're smoking cigarettes right now, you probably should think about quitting.
Yeah, if you're addicted to cigarettes or alcohol consumption.
Alcohol is the other one. I was going to say that.
That's huge.
Alcohol consumption is one of the worst things you can do to your body on a regular basis. So if you're going to consume alcohol, consume it only during social circumstances and rarely. Every once a week, maybe, that kind of thing, every 2 weeks or once a month. Because alcohol is just not that good for you, right?
It's not.
And it's expensive. Even in Thailand, a beer costs $3 at a restaurant, right? It could cost $5 or $6 in LA, but
that's pretty expensive.
It's still pretty expensive.
$3 for a beer, that's pretty pricey.
For Thai prices, you're paying another 150 baht. That really adds up a lot. And if you buy a beer a day, right, like because you're an alcoholic maybe, that can add up a lot every month, an extra few hundred bucks a month.
And putting back into yourself, you know, the things that are going to make you healthy,
$90 a month.
You know, that's going to make you a more profitable person for your business. If you are feeding your body alcohol and you're feeding your body, you know, cigarettes and you're, you know, eating a lot of high processed foods like chips and, you know, all kinds of like cookies and cakes and all those things, you know, and spending money on those things.
We haven't been sick since we've been here besides one incident. And that had to do with the Thai food and the bacteria that's out here. We actually had a night where we were sick all night long, right? Throwing up and stuff like that, because of the Thai food. You just have to get used to it. When you first come out here, the bacteria out here is way different than it is in the States. Right. And the restaurants aren't really required to have like the same sort of strict things out here, I don't think. So we got sick, but we haven't been sick since that. We've been eating mostly fresh fruit and then one meal of curry every day.
And the fresh fruit heals us very, very quickly.
Yeah, we got like, better the next
day.
We
have not been sick. Like I stayed up last night till like 4 o'clock in the morning and I didn't feel tired.
We also drink a lot of water.
A lot of water. And that's an important part if you're going to be living here in Thailand is drinking a lot of water. But providing your body with raw fruits and vegetables, most of your, in the mornings especially, like getting in the fruit that you need in the morning is going to, you know, instead of drinking a coffee in the morning, try a huge green smoothie.
I drink coffee every morning. You can't say nothing about
try
coffee.
Try a big
I love
fruit
coffee.
Juice. And that is going to give you, that's going to give you the energy that you need to fuel you throughout
the
day.
There's something about a hot cup of coffee though that feels so good in the morning. Oh, it just gets me going.
Yeah, but it's another addiction.
Okay, and you know, so is staying up late, right? That's an addiction. Watching YouTube videos endlessly, that's an addiction too in the same way. So anyways, you guys want to think about outsourcing. Think about what you're spending your money on a daily basis. If you're going to go buy fruit, don't buy it at the big grocery stores. Buy it from the local vendors, right? You're supporting a person directly that way.
That's
you're not
true.
Supporting a major corporation. Those major corporations, for instance, might go out and spend money on meat processing places. If you're a vegan and you buy fruit from the grocery stores, they're also that money also goes to support other ventures that corporation is involved in, right?
And so you're going to save money if you go to those local people.
Also think about what you buy at the grocery store besides fruit, right? If you're buying things like in the boxes and stuff like that, those aren't as healthy for you and they're often quite expensive.
Yes, that goes back to process.
Unfortunately, in LA and in the United States, buying at farmers markets is really expensive, but out here, buying from the local vendor is very cheap. So if you come to Thailand, buy from the local vendors. It's easy and cheap.
Yeah, I mean, we had so much fun that day. We went over to that Wat to go find Pan Pan, a local vegetarian restaurant that we saw on TripAdvisor. And we were, you know, in the back. Later we found out it was actually on temple grounds. But we stopped at a fruit vendor because we were starving. And this lady had a ton of fruit out there. And I think it was like 60 baht for a huge watermelon, like my own personal watermelon. And it was dark. You know, you want to always get that watermelon that's really dark because you know that inside it's going to be really red and really juicy. And it was only 60 baht. 60 baht, that's like $2 for a really ripe watermelon. And the huge thing for me being here in Thailand is that the fruits and vegetables, well, the fruits, are ripe. In the United States, the farmers are put under so much pressure, you can tell, because all the fruit is picked way before it's even ripe. And every time I would go to Ralph's or to Vaughn's, I would get watermelon, and I would go home and it would be unripe, and I was like, and it would be hard, and it would be hard to eat. So, you know, supporting the local people is really important.
Cool. So moving on, the next thing I can think of that we're outsourcing jobs for is third-party apps and services. So like if you are going to start an e-commerce store, Shopify does a lot of cool free stuff for you, but Shopify does cost money every month. So by using the Shopify platform, you're providing people that work at Shopify a job, and Shopify hires people to do 24/7 live support. And often these people work remotely. And Johnny FD mentioned in the podcast that we did with him in the Travel Like a Boss podcast that he was sitting in Bali or somewhere, right? In a co-working space, and someone behind him, a girl, had actually answered the phone. Hi, this is Shopify. Can I help you? And he thought that was so crazy. So, you know, they hire people remotely, you know, to live kind of, you know, you can live that life, right? And of location independence and still be an employee. So by paying that $29 a month for Shopify, you are supporting their work base, their employee base. So it's really cool. And there's a ton of other third-party apps you can pay for that will help boost your store and boost your conversions. Some I can think of would be like a Norton Trust Seal or the McAfee Trust Seal. You're giving money to these big internet companies, which employ a huge base of people all over the world to work. So you're providing jobs there. And there's other things too, like add-on apps, and there's developers all over the world that work from home just like us that create apps and create plugins for WordPress and stuff like that, create themes for WordPress, and they sell them on these stores. So when you buy a theme or a plugin, you're really almost directly contributing to the livelihood of a developer somewhere who works and is a coder or programmer. So you might not see them or a picture of them and know them directly. It might be a team of developers that also employs other teams of developers, you know, in India and other places to help them to create these plugins or help them with their chat support and stuff like that. But the money goes round and round. And so as an entrepreneur, you really are providing many more jobs than you would be just as an employee. However, I did want to point out though that you could be an employee and provide a job by hiring your own virtual assistant.
Right.
If you guys haven't read The 4-Hour Workweek, read that book. If you're an employee, you can live the 4-Hour Workweek. You just have to make the same changes to your lifestyle and the expectations of your bosses and managers as any entrepreneur would do for their own business. 4-Hour Workweek explains how to define your goals and dreams, how to eliminate the BS from your life, right? How to outsource and automate your entire life.
Yes.
And then how to go out there and really live the life of your dreams. He calls it the liberation or liberate section. So on that note, I think we'll wrap up this podcast. It was really fun talking to you guys and sharing all these ideas and thoughts. We're going to be out here in Chiang Mai, Thailand for the next 5 or 6 months, enjoying it and meeting entrepreneurs. Our goal is to make this podcast as fun and enjoyable as possible for everybody, with tons of in-depth tips and resources for growing your e-commerce business or starting one from scratch if you haven't started it yet. We're location independent entrepreneurs. We're digital nomads. We live kind of from place to place, and we want to travel as much as possible. We sold all our stuff back in LA, and we left, and we are traveling the world right now. So it's going to be an awesome, awesome experience sharing the story with you guys. Check out our YouTube channels. Links are in the show notes. If you want to get started with dropshipping, go check out freedropshipcourse.com, where you can get a free 10-day mini course by Anton Crayley, who's the founder of Dropship Lifestyle. And that's a great primer for getting started and understanding what dropshipping is and how you can use it to grow an e-commerce store the right way and the profitable way. There's many other tips and resources we have for blogging and affiliate marketing and dropshipping on our website. Go to ecommerceparadise.com/outsourcing. Click the Start Here section and check out the recommended resources page on our website. Is there anything you want to leave us with?
So it might be a little scary to think about, you know, getting out of your 9-to-5, getting out of having a boss and having that security of working under somebody and knowing that you're going to have a paycheck week to week or month to month. But, you know, taking that risk and doing something that if you don't do it, you might regret it 10 years down the road or 5 years down the road and wonder why you didn't start it earlier And it might be scary to even, you know, be an entrepreneur and live in the United States if you're in that stage, and taking the leap and moving to a country like Chiang Mai, I mean, like Thailand, and living on the cheap. But it's one of the most exciting things that we've ever done. And I'm super happy, and I'm loving every minute of it and learning a lot and being in this community of digital nomads out here that are trying to make it online, and some people that are really, really highly successful, and some people that are just getting started. And it's cool to see both ends of the spectrum. So,
and it's cool to know that you guys, you don't have to really have like a huge background in business or like a crazy background like sales or any of that to succeed online. You really just have to want to learn how to do it. There's so many resources online. You can go and learn how to do internet marketing. And Udemy is one of the things that comes up to mind right now. And I'm going to provide a link to that website in the show notes. And Udemy is an online platform for learning. Juliana has a Udemy course, if you look it up, How to Go Vegan. And I'm creating a Udemy course as well for internet marketing. So we should have that live in another month. But go on there and sign up for some of their free courses and just start inculcating your mind with some of the knowledge you'll need to succeed as an entrepreneur. There are some great courses I highly recommend by Seth Godin. His freelancer course is amazing. Gary Vee has a course as well about your personal brand and building that. Johnny, of course, Johnny FD has some great courses on dropshipping and other things to do with your personal life and networking as well. So I highly suggest his courses. Well, all right, guys, that's enough for now. We'll catch you next week on the E-Commerce Paradise podcast. Take care, and sayonara from Chiang Mai, Thailand.
See you later.